The scene at the State House Wednesday felt a bit like deja vu. Freedom Indiana holding a rally in the rotunda, asking legislators to treat the LGBT population the same as every other Hoosier.
That Indiana civil rights law should protect every single resident of this state, no matter who they are or who they love.
This debate has been a year in the making. After RFRA passed last year and legislators quickly drafted a fix, attention shifted to the lack of civil rights protections for people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Lawmakers vowed to address that during this year's legislative session and took the issue up in a Senate committee Wednesday. Republican Travis Holdman offered up two bills, Senate Bill 100 and Senate Bill 344.
I hope that members understand that and folks in the audience understand that or here in the chamber understand the struggles that you go through in trying to find that common ground with two opinions that seem to be so divergent.
SB 100 would provide civil rights protections for the LGBT community and allow for religious exemptions, but SB 344 would only provide protections based on sexual orientation, moving gender identity to a summer study committee. It provides exemptions for small businesses, religious organizations, adoption agencies, crisis pregnancy centers, and nonprofits that do religious work. Some of the dozens of people who spoke out during the 4.5-hour hearing, including Indiana Chamber of Commerce CEO Kevin Briniger, say while SB 344 isn't all-inclusive, it's better than nothing.
Today, it is within the law to say you're gay, you're fired. You're gay, you have 30 days to vacate this apartment. You're gay, you can't eat at this lunch counter. And that's just simply wrong, and a significant majority of Hoosiers agree.
But people on both sides of the issue spoke out against the bills. President of the Indiana Family Institute, Kurt Smith, says even with exemptions, the bills will infringe on religious liberty.
We believe equating the sexual preferences and practices of some with the most cherished rights of all, most especially freedoms of conscience and religion, erodes those founding freedoms while creating special new rights for the favored groups.
Baron L. Stutzman also urged legislators not to pass either of the bills. She ran a flower shop in Washington and came to provide a warning to business owners in Indiana.
Don't subject Indianans to what I'm going through.
Stutzman had to shut down her shop in the wake of a lawsuit after she refused to provide flowers for a gay wedding.
If you vote for these bills, you'll be sending a message to the citizens of Indiana that share my beliefs about marriage, that they will not be tolerated. They will be threatened, dragged into court, sued, and lose their business.
Other opponents of the measures say they don't go far enough in protecting one of the state's most vulnerable populations. Transgender business owner Corvin Bothwell says it's unnecessary to dedicate a study committee to gender identity.
It would be wildly inappropriate for anyone to tell someone how to be trans. And it is beyond the scope of reason for a group of lawmakers to dictate who is and who is not transgender.
At the end of the night, legislators decided to bring the bill that only provides protections for sexual orientation and religious freedoms up for a vote, passing it through committee 7-5. The bill will be debated on the Senate floor as early as next week. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier at the State House.